Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Elizabeth Rush Kruger is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She says we can call her Betsy. Betsy is the president of Strategic Power, which is a marketing consulting company, which is committed to helping companies just like yours put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's done a lot of studying and gotten into the details of how things work. Her new book is called Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule, and that's what she's here to talk to us about today. Dr. Kruger, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to talk to you.
Good to have you here, Betsy. And years ago, I learned about the Pareto Principle, what is commonly called the 80-20 Rule. Tell the audience about Mr. Pareto.
Vilfredo Pareto was Italian, and he discovered that there is a universal law that controls all results. It's called the 80-20 Rule, which summarizes his work, and he discovered the top 20% of anything generates 80% of your results, if you have enough data. So you can work this to predict what's going to really give you your results, and if you really focus on your top inputs, you will get 80% of your outputs, and actually, by having everything just like the top 20%, you can quadruple your results.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you're a business-to-business company, it's a little more complicated for retailers, but if you're a business-to-business customer, I'll give you a way of doing an exercise with the Pareto Principle, the 80-20 Rule, and that is to identify which companies your revenue is coming from. Pick out the companies that do the most revenue with you and lay them out, your customer list, your accounts receivable list, from the very top to the bottom. And what you'll find out, you know, what I found, Betsy, is that when I've done this with companies in the past when I was a consultant, I really scared a lot of them because we discovered that 10% of their customers were doing 90% of their business, not 80-20. 80-20 would have been great for them. But they were putting much more of their eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. That's a little scary. Now, once you figure out which are your top clients, then you can find other clients, clone them, so you have more, and then it isn't quite so scary. You need more eggs in that basket and make sure they're the very top performers.
Right. So talk to us about the different ways that I just described it. One way to use the 80-20 rule to identify where you may have opportunities, or in the case I gave, really more of a threat, potential challenge that you could have.
Yes.
Talk to us about some other ways to use the 80-20 rule.
You can also use it for customer satisfaction. In other words, the bottom 20% of your customers complain so much more than others. The top 20% provide you lots of profits, but the bottom 20% provide you lots of complaints.
Mm-hmm.
They have 80% of your complaints. So if you spend a lot of your time trying to satisfy them, they just can't be satisfied. Just don't worry about them. Spend your time bringing in top prospects that are just like your top customers.
One of the things that I've talked about over the years, I've done over the years, and I've talked about, and I wrote about this recently, is the ABCD approach to what you're talking about. And I use it. What does that refer to? I recommend it for customers. I recommend it for products. In other words, your best customers are your A's. Your second best are B's, C's, and D's, so to speak. So you love up your A's. You have great affection for your B's. You encourage your C's to become B's, and you let your D's learn the meaning of self-service.
and you've got to have E's in there. E's are top prospects that are just like your A's, and you convert them into more A's, so that way you can get rid of your B, C's, and D's.
Then you
have four times the profit.
Right. And you can do the same thing with products. You know, I said the products that turn all the time, those are your A's, and then so on and so forth down through B's, C's, and D's. And so A's, you keep them, you always keep them. B's, you keep most of them. C's, you keep a few of them. And D's, you don't let spend the night under your roof unless they're paid for.
You know, you do have to keep stock of the inventory that your customers expect.
Yeah.
And we've got to convert from just talking about revenue to profits. Some have a really high profit margin and a high turnover.
Mm-hmm.
You see, profit is both turnover times profit, you know, the amount of profit you're getting, profit margin. So you're looking at how profitable are the products.
This is a really important topic for small businesses because we oftentimes, we're so dedicated to cash. Cash is king is never more true than in a small business, Betsy, because we know that we can make it a while if we're not profitable, but we know we can't make it any time without cash. So it seems small business owners really focus hard on the top line, don't they? And they need to be doing more focus on profit.
They can't get that line of credit like they used to because of all the problems with the financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they've got to generate enough cash and keep it flowing so they can keep their business running.
So how do we help them improve profit through the using the 80-20 rule?
It's really quite simple. It's a three-stage process. First, you distinguish who are your top customers in profitability. That's both loyalty and heavy usage. Those are your most profitable customers. You see how they're different from all your other customers, and then you delight them. You make them so pleased with your product and services and all the other parts of your marketing strategy that they just identify and love your business. And then the hard part is the third part. You delegate the other customers to your competitors.
Hmm.
You don't spend any of your focus on them.
Let them go somewhere else.
Absolutely, because they don't really care about your business that much. They would be more satisfied with a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
If you spend your time trying to satisfy them and dilute your efforts on them, you are not going out and finding those top prospects
this,
to convert into
this
top
is
customers.
Part of why of my strategy for small businesses when I tell them they should thank Walmart for coming to town. And I'll explain that when we come back after these messages. And we're going to talk some more about how to use the 80-20 rule to increase your performance and your success with our new friend, Dr. Betsy Krueger. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.